Andy Macer is joining us, and I want to talk to Andy because I have so many questions about what the heck is happening with Major League Baseball. And Andy knows these things very well. Andy, thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling into the show.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
All right, so we got a couple of cases in Major League Baseball. So the Marlins, is that what, bring us up to speed here?
Yeah, it's a lot of players from what I'm understanding. 14 people total, but not everybody was on the field, so they're kind of keeping all that to the vest, close to the vest. These guys are being quarantined in place. So the home opener for the Marlins is being canceled tonight, postponed, and the Phillies and the Yankees are supposed to play as well. So the Phillies were the team that were playing the Marlins, so fear of exposure. So now those guys are not playing tonight either. So, you know, this is not the complete worst case scenario, but it's getting there. I mean, it's getting pretty close to where MLB is going to have to take a serious look and see if this is an isolated situation or if this is going to be something that they're going to have to pay attention to throughout the league. They're doing the best they can with the testing. I mean,
yeah,
this is unprecedented with what they're doing. I mean, no, they've never done this before. This whole season is kind of a testament to that. So they're going to definitely keep an eye on it. I don't think this is a doomsday situation yet.
No.
I think it's going to have to be more players perhaps and maybe one or two more teams for it to be considered a doomsday situation. Listen, this is not the ideal situation for anybody right now. And
no,
the players understood the risk.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not what you want to hear, especially if you're trying to get a 60-game season in. And there was so much bargaining between the two sides, between the end of spring training when it was shut down to when we finally got started. There was a little lost time, and, you know, it's just not ideal.
No, and I think those of us who like to follow baseball is just sort of like, okay, finally, we got a narrow window, a limited number of games.
Yeah.
They've taken a lot of safety precautions to get us to this point, and here we go. And then this happened, but not that it's the end of the day, the end of the world, as you point out. But they decided not to do that bubble environment that you're seeing. What is it?
Yeah.
NBA is kind of doing that in Orlando. They decided not to do that for Major League Baseball. And I was on board with that, too. I feel like, okay, you know, they can test all the time. They can take a lot of precautions. Are they regretting that now, Andy?
No, I don't think so, because if you remember back to when they were talking about the quote-unquote bubble situations, they were talking about two and maybe three sites. They were talking about Arizona and Florida and Texas. Now, look what's going on in Arizona, Florida, and Texas right now.
Great.
So I don't believe that they regret it at all. I think that, you know, for the NBA teams that have 12 players, 15 players on a team, and for the NHL, where you're dressing 20, you know, there's many more people that travel with a Major League Baseball team, from what I gather.
Mm-hmm.
And to try to keep everybody safe and everybody incubated, so to speak, in the bubble, it would have been a little bit of a difficult chore. Now, again, where would they have done it? Because if they would have picked the spots that they were going to do earlier, you know, that would have been, you know, they'd have to scramble for a plan B right now, and that would not be a good thing either. So, yeah, I think they did what they could. They did the best that they can under the circumstances. And you know, like I said, there have been some blips in the road here with the testing. And there have been teams that have not taken the field because they haven't gotten accurate or quick results. So they're playing everything safely. And you know what? At this point in time, I don't blame anybody for doing anything. I mean, if they want to cancel these games tonight, they should. I mean, because if they feel like it's going to be a situation where it's a super spreader kind of a thing or it's going to go through the clubhouse, definitely head it off before it gets completely out of hand. So hopefully they have this contained. You know, selfishly for myself, I mean, I want baseball to continue. I mean, this is great for people that, you know, have been wanting to see and listen to the live sports and have it matter and have your teams that you root for playing again. And again, that's completely selfish on my part. And I'm not saying that if something like this got rampant, that they shouldn't shut it down. I think they should if it gets to that point. But right now, they're going to keep a very close eye on things, and hopefully it won't be going through several teams at the same time here.
Right. Geez, I don't envy any of the folks who have to make these decisions, but thanks for explaining what's going on, though, at least, Andy. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. My pleasure.